And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
Yeah!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Good evening.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. It's your magical radio.
Of course.
<cool. laughs> Well done, you found Punky Radio.
My name's Bobby Edwards.
I'm Tony Head.
And this week's Punky Radio, brutal as it is.
Brutal?
Brutal as it is brought to you, of course, by the Nokia 810 internet tablet, which I'm fucking loving.
Oh, it's a lovely device.
Oh, look at me. I'm a corporate whore. Yeah. And this is the needles, but we're going to next week, won't we?
No.
Changing decided. It, aren't we? Going to have a Scaramanga 6, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
They got an instrumental on the start of their album. Did we... We played them last week, did we? Or are we playing them this week? We're playing them this week, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's kind of giving the game away about track 6 then.
Yeah,
that's not the magic of radio, is it?
It's not.
It's the magic of radio. This week, we're being broadcast to you on the internet waves by the magic of radio. And I've never seen a radio wave.
I've seen a horse fly. I've seen a cow fly. I ain't seen no elephant fly.
I've never seen a radio wave.
You wave.
I've gone all weird, haven't I? I'm freaky. It's the altitude.
Right,
I'm used to being in the Hyman's Lodge. I'm up here in the Punky Treehouse. I'm having trouble dealing with the altitude.
Fucking hell, I was talking altitude.
The air's thinner.
Did you see the plane crash thing happened?
I've seen a horse fly.
Did you see the plane crash?
I ain't seen no plane. Yeah, do you know, they're going to make... it's a visual joke. Yeah, amazing, that plane. But what a great pilot.
What a pilot.
Co-pilot.
Yeah, it was
a co-pilot, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And if he would be made out of hot chocolate, he would have been the cocoa pilot. Like, what a brilliant landing.
It's like
I've applied the throttle, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening, Gov. Sarge, Gov, boss, nothing's happening. And he goes, well, glide it in. Just glide it in, mate.
Yeah.
Glide it in, across that field. Yeah, across that field. Glide it in across that field. Make sure nobody's hurt. Someone cut their thumb, didn't they? I mean,
something like that. Four minor injuries.
None
of them even knew it was emergency landing until they got off the plane.
I didn't think miners had any money to fly.
That.
But yeah, four minor injuries. Everyone got off.
Yeah.
I think one of the minor injuries was when someone like didn't take their high heels off when they went down a chute.
Yeah, probably.
Got to remember to do that. I was thinking that. I wonder if like when a plane lands like that and they do all the emergency procedure, how many women actually take their heels off? Where they go, I'm not taking my high heels off, I'll just go head first.
Yeah.
And they go rolling over legs akimbo and we all see their lady gardens.
Lady gardens. Oh, bless.
Right, same old, same old this week, really. We've got a word of the week again. Word of the week. Yeah, it's innocent this week. I don't think we've done this one. It's like, I've been accused of being a Scrabble Nazi. Have we done this one?
No.
We haven't, have we? I've been accused of being a Scrabble Nazi by one of the people that I was playing Scrabulous with.
It's a bit harsh.
It was, yeah. But they shortened it. They called me a Scarzy. Scrabble Nazi, you Scarzy. Fair enough. I'm a bit of a Scrabble Nazi.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a Scarzy. So, yeah, it's not... this week, it's not... It was one of the Canardan Ardenans, I think.
Okay.
One of the Canardan Ardenans that I routinely beat. I think it was, in fact, Alana Narnan.
Right, yeah.
The Canardan Arden, who stupidly challenged me to a game of Scrabble and was dispatched... 200 points worth of matter of days. So anyway, when freedom dies, Tone, what do we do?
A-team?
Ghostbusters. Okay.
The Avengers.
First band this week, When Freedom Dies. And I got the thing wrong about last week's show, whoever was on first. I might have called him the wrong one and said it was from 2005. It wasn't. It was from 2000 something else. Doesn't matter. It was last week.
Okay.
That's history. To the Massive Radio, you can probably listen again. Alright, When Freedom Dies, right, this is suitable for this show.
Good.
And I didn't get very political last week. Might have a bit more time to get political this week.
Didn't know.
When Freedom Dies, it's from the album Minor Cuts. That's Cuts.
Okay.
Minor Cuts.
God, it's
right.
Seamless. It's in with a plane crash already.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. And it's made out of jigsaw. Right, and...
Okay.
I've got really confused now. Oh, it doesn't matter. Right, and it's track 7 from this 18-track album, which I believe is still available. They will be on our MySpace.friends this week. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page? When Freedom Dies, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/When Freedom Dies.
Do you know, you're looking good for another win this week.
Really?
4-2 last week.
Excellent.
You could be doing it this again. Good. This is all about what would happen to me if there were loads of you made and they all came and stood next to me. Surrounded by idiots. Society is wicked worse day. By our regrets. And leave this in far away. Cherry still do it all. Look at the talentless. Where he is. Never wear a billboard show. Put your foot on there. Sweat. Complete. Get out of my way. I'm tired of stupidity and negligence. You breathe every day. Something even simple. Like driving. Or making change. You don't have any courtesy. Completely unaware. Stop focusing on style. Appearance. Possession. Right manipulation. Just look at yourself.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber.
Oh, that has finished now.
Something like this.
That was weird, because that went straight into the next one without me realising. That wasn't the magic radio.
It wasn't very
that
magic.
That was the paunchiness and rubbishness of me.
Oh, well.
That was like man's failing. That was man's failing. That was man's failing. I like man's field.
No, no. Okay.
Where I used to live. It was man's failing. That was hitching. Ow. That is man's failing. Hitching. Ow. I'll get my Letchworth. This is the Cemetery Surfers. It's
old
late again,
old beds,
isn't it?
Aren't we, of course.
Yeah, old beds. Old beds, old facts. My birthday soon. More of that later on in the show.
It is.
Your birthday shortly after that, of course.
Yes.
All right, but don't call me shortly.
Okay.
This Nokia 810 thing, right?
Yes.
You've got the wireless working on it now.
Works now.
Should we just remind people what it's about? Basically, we're pushing this. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
We're pushing this because we've got a deal on it. That's 15% off if you do our code on it. And it's this thing, it's the Nokia equivalent of the iPhone, isn't it, I reckon?
It looks a lot like it, yeah, but it's not a phone.
It's not a phone, it's a computer.
It's a computer, it's an internet tablet.
That makes you look massive.
Yeah.
Because it looks for all the world like if you put it in your hand, it's a shame we haven't got a photo of it. We'll try and get a photo of it on the website of me holding it or something.
Okay.
Because it makes you look enormous. That's another plus about it. I hadn't thought of it. Look, you tell him what it is properly, and I'll fiddle with it again because I love it.
Okay, it's an internet device. It's a wireless device, so you can connect wirelessly to any wireless network you have access to. So
and you've sussed out the wireless now.
And yes, now it works in my house as well. So I've tried it; right. It works beautifully. All the websites work on it. Facebook, Poker, obviously. you can check email on it as well, which is great.
Cool.
If you have a proper email account, you can also check online email account as well at Hotmail.
Right, so you can just check your Hotmail
you
or Yahoo
also,
or whatever.
Yeah, but if you've got a proper email account as well separately, it does that as well.
What do you mean a proper one?
Not a web email account.
Do you mean like a Virgin Media one sort of deal?
Like one with your home internet account.
Oh, okay. Oh, what? You can do that on it as well, can you?
Yeah, that all works on it.
That's cool.
The webcam works very well
as
well.
How does that work on it then? Just because it's wired, it's in the house, you can't do it anywhere else. Only in
you can do it anywhere else. Yeah,
you can check your Virgin Media account on this thing anywhere.
Yes,
is it?
Yeah,
that's cool, isn't it? That is cool, actually, because that used to piss me off. That's one of the reasons I haven't got an NTL / Virgin Media account that I use it anymore, because I was never at home.
No.
I could only ever use it in the house.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that works as well.
That's another thing.
The webcam's cool, but it really only works with the Gizmo application, which is on it.
Right, but you still have to download it, don't you?
Yeah. It comes on it, but it's kind of like very easy to install. You follow the instructions.
It's got a clock.
It's got a clock on it.
A clock on it.
different background.
Oh, it's a fucking expensive watch, I grant
you. It's a very nice screen, though, as well. But it was mentioned last week. It is, yeah. It looks really nice. It's basically the whole size of the device.
Now, what it's got RSS stuff on it as well. Have you sussed that?
I've not really sussed that part yet. It has a feed reader, so you can subscribe to news articles and things like that.
Will you not be able to do podcasts on it?
There is a podcatcher, but I haven't found the proper one yet.
That might be something Nokia might just sort out.
Yeah, I think this is brand new. So I think these things will fit. Over the next few months, we're going to get more and more applications.
Be the second to have it, because fucking Tony got the fucking first one.
Well, you know.
I can't believe they say it's your house rather than mine.
Well,
God,
you know, fortune favours the
really
brave.
Messed me up there. So, right, what's the deal on it then? What's the deal?
So you get 15% off if you buy it through us.
Right, well, through us, yeah.
Through the link, which is btpodshow.com/N810.
N810.
And you'll be taken to the site where you can buy it. And if you enter the code Punky Radio, Punky exclamation mark radio, you'll get 15% off.
And you'll find links on our various websites.
Yes. PunkyRadio.com or PunkyRadio.btpodshow.com.
And it's on the MySpace, it's on the Facebook, and yeah. it's just basically anything to do with us, there's a link to that because it's fucking good.
Yep.
They're quite expensive.
They are.
It's not something, we're not saying everybody go out and buy one because they're really expensive, but if you know someone or if you are someone who's on the move a lot, they are brilliant.
Yeah.
I really do want one.
Hotel rooms,
I might even
end up
fucking buy one. It's disgusting. They sell the thing every fucking week. You have to buy it. But yeah, I might end up buying one.
Yeah.
Basically, they're really good.
So there you go.
That's it. That's all you've got to say on it, is it?
Pretty much. It has GPS built in as well, which is quite cool. So you can find out where you
are.
But
again, you have to get an extra thing.
Yeah, it works out the box with the basic mapping technology. But if you want route planning, then you have to pay extra for the software. But
right, okay.
Still pretty good,
but
walking around.
If you don't know where you are, it'll find you.
Yeah, if you're in a strange city or
anything. Because it's not where you're going, it's where you're at.
There you go. And there's a little keyboard built in as well.
So now, Tone. Speed up things. There's quite a snazzy keyboard that I didn't realise at first. I just thought it was a picture thing. I went, how's that work? That's just a telly with no buttons. And you went, just push it up like that. And I push it up like that. I went, ooh. Yeah. It's nice, isn't it? Full QWERTY.
Full QWERTY.
Full QWERTY. It's got the full QWERTY. Comes in a nice little bag. Rather like myself. Have you got any podcast, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your comments again so far.
I'll
this
just
month.
Let one go. But it was quiet.
Oh, nice.
That can't be good.
No.
No.
It's nearly a new month, so hold off on your votes and comments for till the first.
I'm still on comments.
Wow. It's only 2 days till the end of the month.
All right, fair enough.
So save your comments till the 1st of February, please. Right. But as soon as it hits February, please do vote for us, people. Go to Punk
when
Radio.
It hits February, vote, or I'll hit you.
There you go. Go to punkradio.com, top of the screen. Important, please vote for this link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment if you so wish. Can you read out the best comments? And here are the top five for this week. Punky, you guys are fucking great. Here's a vote. Keep on rocking. That's from Fat Man Sipple.
Fat Man Sipple?
Fat Man Sipple.
Do we know who that is?
Not an idea. Another great month of shows, another vote from me. I've listened on and off to many podcasts and Punky's the best of the lot.
It is.
Keep up the great work, lads. I'm Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy. It is the best one.
Play more Zombie and the Skeletons, dag nammit. Oh, and Tone is a div. And that's from Gerald Brooks. I'm a div.
Thank you, Gerald. And yeah, we will do. We have played a lot of them, though.
A fair bit.
And if you've only got to go back a couple of weeks to hear them.
Yeah.
As well.
Okay, cool.
Because we play them a lot. I don't mean in time. I mean old shows.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The absolute best. Punky is the absolute best.
It is.
Nothing compares to you.
Nothing.
I worship the very ground you spit upon.
Nothing compares
Life
to
is
you.
Meaningless without my weekly dose. Sorry about the other week then.
Yeah, sorry about the other week when you didn't get a dose.
How did I survive without you?
I don't know.
Same time next month then, gents.
Yeah.
And can you send the check this time? That's in Gareth from Calgary.
No chance. No, we're not going to send him a fucking check.
That's true.
We might send him a poll.
We'll give him 15% off a Nokia 810.
Might send him a Romanian. Yeah. Tell you what we'll do, mate. We'll give you 15% off a Nokia 810.
Don't say we don't treat you.
Yeah.
Ain't too proud to beg. Hats off to another new year of Punky. Chock full of divs, wankers, piss mops, and of course great music and mediocre banter. That's from the Kayla conspiracy.
Yeah, she wants to fucking watch herself. Do you know, she wants to marry me, that one.
Does she?
Yeah, it said on her Facebook.
Beautiful.
It said on her Facebook, and it said on someone else's Facebook. Who was the other one's Facebook? I can't remember. I'll get them all mixed up, the bloody Canardinans. I know that Kayla's not one of the Canardinans. She's one of the Jackson. Stupid Americans. But one of the Canardinans had a thing on her page saying, oh, I'll pick 20-odd people and does number one do this and number three, and what about number six and number five does that, and will number seven ever marry number 12? Like that. And bloody Kayla Conspiracy did the same thing. Both of them came up with the same thing, which basically is, she's going to marry me, according to numerology. It's right. In the fucking bag. I don't know how my mum and dad are going to deal with that. She's half me age, Tone. Lives in another country and never met her. Seems perfect grounds for a happy relationship.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but anyway.
She says I'm a dib.
Well, it's about the time she started saying we're both fucking brilliant. I think she wants to.
I think so.
I think she wants to treat her future husband with a bit of respect. Otherwise, she'll get the back of my hand.
Nice. It's beautiful.
I'm unreconstructed. Piss me off, woman. You're back in the kitchen.
That's the podcast added comments.
Brilliant.
So and this is
the next song. And you know what?
What's that?
This is brilliant. We haven't played King Kurt for a bit, have we? A lot of King Kurt fans out there. Very pleased when we got the chance to play King Kurt. The track that we're going to play this week never came out on an official album. It was only ever a demo. And it came out on an album long deleted called Destination Demoland, but is available on an album called Alcoholic Rat, which is a sort of a kind of a best of sort of. But isn't really, in that it's kind of half their second album, which is called Big Cock, and then it's got quite a few demos on it that were on Destination Demoland, and then it's got some live tracks to finish, including the brilliant Fuck Off Status Quo.
Brilliant.
But we're not playing that this week. Oh. We're playing Martian Mama. What I want to know is, what is King Kurt's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/alcoholicrat.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. We have played this song before on one of our very, very early punkies, I think.
Right.
No, we can't have done.
I don't think...
We didn't, because I didn't...
We played for a long time.
I wanted to, but I didn't dare. Maybe. Oh, I don't know, fuck it. This is Martian Mama.
She said, I'm not a little woman, cause I found another planet. I come to the land and see if you're doing nothing to do.
That's King Kurt, that's Martian Mama. That's a right rocker, isn't it? Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Do you like my smooth mixing there?
Oh, that's very nice.
Did that myself. King Kurt into Mustang Lightning. Martian Mama into some stuff that sounds like you should be driving around listening to it. Or maybe on a motorbike.
Yeah.
I reckon there. Yeah. I was going to say something. Can't remember what it was. King Kurt, brilliant. Quite possibly that's one of the best live bands I've ever seen. Do get the chance to check them out. The fact that they gig occasionally is brilliant. I went years without seeing them. Very happy boy when they showed up again. And more kind of rock and roll shenanigans later on in the show when we talk about the Wrench magazine.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
The latest one's out. Bit later on, though. Right, I'm a bit obsessed. Well, actually, you're more into Facebook than I am, really. Or you were to start with, but yeah. I've got an addictive personality, haven't I?
I don't see a lot of it now, but yeah.
Whatever I go for, I end up just being obsessed with until the next thing comes along. And I was totally obsessed with MySpace. Then I got stuck into Facebook, and I was totally into Facebook. Then I got into Facebook Poker, and then...
You've not really shifted from that, really, yet, have you?
No, but that is... It turns out gambling is really addictive.
Yeah. Who thought it?
Yeah, I know. Weird, really. But there's always something new. There's always something else to kind of concentrate on. Yeah. I want to concentrate on that fucking Nokia 810, you bastard. Anyway, on Facebook, I still, every time I get a bit of time, I'll sit down and all the people that have added us as friends, either to Punky or to me, I make something up about how we've met. Those of you that are new to the show, if you are on Facebook, just type in Paul B. Edwards. You find me pretty quickly into whatever search it is. Add me and I'll make up something about us. Apologies to those of you that haven't had something made up yet. I've been busy. But you can always make up something about us. And they get read out systematically, alphabetically, hydramatically, automatically, piss lightning. No, they do... They do get done alphabetically, but not exactly alphabetically. I go through alphabetically, the ones that are done, and then I come back round again. So right. Everyone gets a fair turn, you see. Which is why we're on P, R and R this week. This is a bit of PR for Facebook. So basically, when you add me as a friend, there's a Met Randomly section I do a Met Randomly. Jeremy Pierce, Tony. Do you know how I met Jeremy Pierce?
No, how did you meet?
I'll tell you, we met randomly. I bumped into Jeremy in the queue for the McDonald's drive-thru. Fortunately, neither of us were in a car. I made up for it by giving him a Happy Meal, and he gave me a thick shake. Abhishek Prasad. Do you know how I know Abhishek Prasad?
No. How did you meet?
Well, I'll tell you, in real life, first of all, kind of real life.
Oh, real?
As far as Facebook goes. Abhishek Prasad had the idea for the Church of Penguintology. Right. Of which I offered my hilarious punk him to be a penguin as its theme. It has been adopted. And now they can put music players on the pages. I think they're going to put the song up so that everyone who joins the Church of Penguintology can learn my penguin song.
Cool.
Quite nice. However, do you know how we met?
No, how did you meet?
We met randomly. Abs and I, as discussed, are both religious visionaries. He has devised a wonderful new religion that is an example to us all and a creed for these difficult times. Similarly, I dream about nuns quite a lot. Now, Kath Rapley, okay. C. Rapley, Crapley, as I used to call
her,
right, was, or Big Kath, as she was known, not because she was big, just because she was bigger than Little Kath, who was called Little Kath, she was smaller than... It does make sense. I was at university with her when everything was in black and white and we wrote on chalk and slate and that, right? Mm-hmm. But do you know how me and Kath actually met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Catherine spent the first 10 years of her life standing on her head. Lucky I had the prettiest pair of upside down feet you ever did see, or we'd never have got her out of gymnastics. Susie Raven, Tony.
Yep.
No recollection as to how or why I know Susie Raven. Probably something to do with Punky.
Right.
However, do you know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Susie invented the space hopper. I was the inspiration behind its face. Neither of us have ever ridden one from London to Brighton, but then who would? The M23 is full of potholes, and trust me, you don't want one of those mofos developing a slow puncture. Phewy Louie. Elizabeth Robbins, in real life, is my cousin from Michigan.
Michigan.
Hence me knowing about how to fucking say it, right? Right? Would you like to know how... And some of this is true, this bit, right? Some of this is true, and I did a bit, and then she did a bit, and then I did a bit, and then she did a bit, and I did a bit, and we'll see where it ends up. She got quite angry with me.
Okay.
Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Lizzie and I caught a fish in 1983. Then she helped wash my cricket jumper in 1990. Last year, she refused to believe that she had a crush on me when she was 5. Some girls are so fickle. Liz replies, Paul. You'd have thought I was raised in the Appalachians. You weren't the only cousin I had a crush on when I was a wee one. I've not failed to see how that makes any better. I remember being fairly ignored by you at 5, whereas Tim, my brother, actually played with my dollhouse with me, which is news to me.
Nice.
I replied, rubbish. Tim wanted nothing to do with you. Ask your mother. This is true. Anyway, that's enough of the truth. You quite clearly can't handle it. And then it goes, met randomly. I fashioned Elizabeth out of the rear wheel of a Z28 sports car, some shoe pastry we had lying around, and an awful lot of optimism. And then, truth be known, this is Lizzie again, I think. Yeah, this is Lizzie again, truth be known. Lizzie, after a dreadful storm and many cloudy days, waved her wand to create the one thing that would ensure a chance of happiness and laughter throughout the kingdom, Paul B. Then I added, the wand might need a little work, but it turned out okay. Don't really get all that.
Oh.
No. Anyway, feel free to add me on Facebook and either I'll write something daft or you write something daft and at some point someone will read it out, probably. Probably. Yeah. You haven't got a twat.
I haven't got a twat, no.
You better remind him about them then.
So, people, if you do have a twat, don't forget, you have to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just give me the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Really want those twats, people. Really want them. Because we love it.
Yes, and a twatless Tony is an unhappy Tony.
Exactly. Not happy. It's all dry.
Just remind me about internet radio stations.
You can also listen to us on a few different ways. Firstly, Hussy Skunk, which is an online station run by Matt. It's hussyskunk.com. H-U-S-S.
It's in Ohio.
Is it?
I think it's in Ohio.
S-K-U-N-K.com.
I've forgotten again.
They play pretty much lots of war.
But it's all
punk.
Over the world, obviously.
Yeah, and we're on two or three times a week at different times of day.
Yeah, randomly.
Yeah. We used to be on at 6 PM EST.
But we met randomly.
Yeah.
I don't know when we're on now, but we're on quite a lot. And everything else is good, so listen to it.
Yeah. And also Wicked Radio, which is rebroadcasting Pirate FM around the world.
Wicked Radio.
Wickedradio.org.
They've helped us have no idea how many listeners we've got around the world.
No, probably quite a few.
Probably.
It's on it. We're on every night.
We're on it every night. We love it. Evil Deshi's a ledge.
And the best way is always listen to us through iTunes. If you can, if you have iTunes, do subscribe to us. Either way, go to punkyradio.com. On the left, hit the iTunes link. Subscribe to us. And why are you there, reviewers? 5 stars
yeah,
only.
Yeah, do.
Please.
It's important.
Help
iTunes.
Out.
Nice one. Now, listen, Paradox UK, right? They're a band, I reckon, who probably don't listen to us on iTunes.
No?
No, because they're too right on.
Right on.
They don't want to. They don't want to know about computer technology taking over globalisation, the world, and that.
Power to the
They're
people
way too angry for that.
Ooh,
and
angry.
Track three of the what do you call that? Is that a split album when there's two bands on it?
Ooh,
is that a split album?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it? Paradox UK.
We'll call it.
And Sanity Assassins, the best of both of them. Right, so you just get 8 of each one. So you get 16 tracks, but you get 2 bands the price of 1, basically. And Paradox, but they're actually called Paradox UK here, but they were just called Paradox. But obviously in America, they had to be called Paradox UK because some other Egypt had called themselves Paradox.
Right, okay.
Right, so, but interestingly, because Wicked Radio is all over the world, including North Korea, and the track I've chose is Malaysian Madness, and Malaysia and North Korea are quite near to each other if you're looking at them from space.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's it. So we're going to play track 3 of the best of Paradox UK and Sanity Assassins, and they should be on our MySpace Top Friends if I can suss it out. What I want to know... Oh, yeah, they should be. I think they've added us now. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Paradox UK's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ParadoxUK.
No. MySpace.com/TheRealParadox. Huh. Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 1. This is Malaysian Madness. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Oh, I hate this false ending.
That is,
every time.
I know, they always get us, but that's pretty full on. I think it's a bit reminiscent of Riot Squad.
Yeah.
And the Exploited last week, I didn't realise how similar the Exploited were to Riot Squad as well.
Yeah, I thought that at the time.
There's all that kind of same sort of oi thing going on there, but brilliant. Like it a lot. Tone,
yes.
After I reminded you last week, have you managed to have a look at maybe GoDaddy.com this week?
I did actually. I popped it on to have a look.
Did you really?
Yeah, I found out a few things.
Can you maybe tell me one or two things about it then?
Yeah, sure thing. No, right. Well, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. You can start by registering your own domain name, and if you have an existing name already
registered... www.pissmopsrs.com?
You can. If you've got it registered already, you can transfer it to GoDaddy. And with your new domain name, you can create your own email address, which you can access online or at home. You can even set up multiple email accounts so you can give it to your friends and family. All email accounts will have spam and phishing filters along with virus protection. After registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with the website builders. Maybe you just
got little builders who come round.
Little builders.
Make your website for you.
That's right.
They got website hod carriers.
Maybe you just want to have a
simple
blog.
Get the website, Chippy.
We can have had your observations, pictures, and rant your heart's content. All this can be done using GoDaddy site builder tools. If you need further assistance...
I'm turning this down manually. I can't hear very well. Good.
Then GoDaddy's custom design group can even create a website for you. Maybe you want to create your own online shopping store.
Maybe you'd like to understand what the fuck you're saying.
GoDaddy can help there too. Well, not there, but they can here. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with industry standard SSL certificate.
So you can get... What are they? Cells.
Yeah. Yep. Secure socket.
So you can get tiny builders and a shopping trolley.
Yeah. Off your own or site.
This just gets better.
And they'll protect your customers' details. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. In addition to all this, GoDaddy can even provide you with traffic facts about your website.
Isn't that more for porn, really?
What, traffic facts?
Yeah. No, I mean, isn't that for like...
What, for
credit card payments and that?
No, not really, just for porn. If you want to sell something for your shop, you're going to kind of need to take money from people and get that money put in your bank account.
I was just trying to think what else I use my credit card for. I can't think of anything.
Clearly porn and petrol.
All the peas.
Yeah.
Penguins.
Finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good for?
Because of that exchange rate, baby! It's the magic of radio.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
That's my Buck Rogers impression.
What's up, Buck?
That's good, that GoDaddy thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Of the two things we shamelessly push on this show, that's definitely one of my favourites. Right then, I think I've got the next thing ready. What
have
you do that for? Yeah, look, I'm going to turn this back up now.
What do that for?
It's finished. No, you don't want to turn that up yet. That's still going. Oh, maybe that means I haven't got it in yet.
No, it doesn't. Does it?
I haven't got it in yet.
Ah.
Paul hasn't got it in yet.
You think you'd learn.
Can you guess what it is yet? I was so busy enjoying your description, what I could make out of it, of the GoDaddy thing.
God.
Practice your diction. That's
very nearly. My diction was fine.
It wasn't
turn
rubbish.
Turn your beds down.
You tell me to turn my fucking beds down. You speak fucking properly.
No. God, I don't speak properly. You're so rude sometimes.
You don't speak properly. You give it a go. Yeah, alright. You see the bears got a tan, but they sound like I see a lot of sweet ass all through the night. I wish that could make her stay with me. But baby, you're the one, cause you want to be free. I said, you better, better, you better get in. I said, you better, oh, better, oh, better get in. I said, you better, better, you better get in. But you're too fast, you better get back with me. But baby's got a wife, son, and it's all right. She likes to do drugs through the night. She's nowhere around. Check out my mixing. That was our mixing, wasn't it?
Yes.
We were a team then. That was the Defectors. Now, we have played quite a bit off their album, but I couldn't stop myself playing that one. I just love it. It's on the album Bruised and Satisfied, which is excellent music for driving. 13 Skull Shakers, Straight from the Garage, and that was track 12, which is You Better. When I say I love you, say you better. You better, you better, you better. It's not that one, though.
No, no.
Right, and, yeah, it's on Bad Afro Records. We love Bad Afro. Yeah. Good friends of ours. Lars, I'm going to go and go and meet him sometime. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Defectors MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Defectors.
No, MySpace.com/ The Defectors. Oh. It's Tony 2, Paulie V the Internet 2, Aren't I Puerile? Do buy this album. Now, yeah. we do...
We've paid a lot for it.
We want you to buy as much stuff as you can from the bands we play, because they basically donate their music to us so we can advertise it to you. Mm. So, and if you like it, buy it, because it helps them out, helps us out, and ultimately helps you out. And let's face it, we know the reality of the modern world. If there's a load of you that are mates, one of you buy it. We know what the rest are going to do. Just one of you buy it, that helps.
Yeah.
Don't do any harm, right? If one person in every town who listens to Punky buys a single or an album by one of the bands we play every week, it's good news all around. It's just good news all around, basically. So just do it. If you've got a few quid or a few bucks hanging about, or whatever it is, Lottie, wherever you are, whatever you're listening to, Drachma, right, Lira, you'll need quite a lot of Lira. If you're in Zimbabwe, it's already gone up.
Nice.
Right, but not in flames, Tone, I mean inflation. Oh. Because inflation in Zimbabwe is so ridiculous, by the time I finish this sentence, you won't be able to afford to hear it. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, wherever you are in the world, get onto MySpace or get onto the internet, however we put you in touch with them, or find them through our MySpace page or whatever, and go and buy their shit, basically, because it's really fucking good. We don't play anything rubbish. And everything we do play, it's not the only good song on the album.
No.
It's a good album, or they're great. But look, you know, this is the Dead 60s. How many people have got the Dead 60 in their fucking beds? Tell you, nobody. Right, except us, right? Punky's, you know how you go, Punky's great, Punky's great, Punky's great, Punky's great. Yeah. Punky's class.
He's class.
Punky is class. I'll tell you a band who are class, though.
Who's that?
The Scourge.
Oh, they are class.
They are class. And we've been using their wonderful song, Bunch of Cants, at the end of our show, since it began.
Yes.
And a lot of people were asking us how they could get hold of the song, and I refused point blank to send it to anybody at all, saying until I hear from the Scourge, because they notoriously going missing for ages.
Yeah.
Found out one of the reasons why, interestingly. But I said, until I find out from the Scourge about what is going on with their music, I'm not going to let anybody have it. Now, I'm still not going to let anybody have it, because now they have an opportunity to get it themselves. I got these emails from Captain Marbles, the brains, I say brains loosely, behind the Scourge. And these two emails came through. I did reply, but it doesn't really matter what I said back, because it was just to find out more info. And he says, hello, son. Long time no here. I'm doing an impression of him. Well, it's done. The first two albums have been licensed and available on iTunes for download. I'm not going to do an impression of him anymore. So their first two albums are now available at iTunes for download.
Cool.
Including Bunch of Cants is on the first album, which is called quite simply The Scourge.
Nice.
Right. So where we go, you just simply type The Scourge into the search engine and bingo. Now it is important you know the spelling of Scourge. It's not the proper spelling of Scourge, it's S-C-U-R-G-E. If you type in The Scourge, S-C-U-R-G-E, into the whatever search engine thing and browse it, you'll find it. They're also just editing some videos together that they're going to put up there as well. He goes, as always, I've been writing material which will get recorded sometime in the new year for another album of shite. Hope you're well and keeping busy. Regards, Captain Marbles. I asked him for more info. He said, we're hoping to get 3 videos on iTunes in the next few weeks. Now, this was a couple of weeks ago that I got these, so they might be up now. Plus, they've been busy. They've got around 5 hours of live material that was filmed, which will probably end up on MySpace. And as soon as they've got some new tracks for the new CD, here we go. This is good. They're going to let us have a preview first.
Nice.
First people to get the new Scourge material. Yeah. more alternate take songs will hit iTunes. He's going, so much easier than getting produced on CD. No, mate, shut up about that. CDs are important. We love them. And then he said, anytime you want to interview the band, let me know. I can talk about weight loss. I've done 6.5 stone in the last year. You will hardly recognise me. And I thought, I don't remember whether I had the conversation with him about when I interviewed Buster Blood Vessel.
All right, yeah.
But I must have done, because I think he knows Buster Blood Vessel as well. And I said, it was weird. I wanted to talk about Scar, and all he wanted to talk about was how he'd got Freddie Ljungberg's arse. Right? And after losing 3/4 of his body weight. But yeah, basically, the Scourge are now available for purchase.
Nice.
So go and buy it. I'm still not sending you the stuff out for nothing. Go and buy it.
That's fair enough, though, isn't it?
It is fair enough. And I think in honour of the fact that Marbles has finally pulled his finger out and sorted it out, I thought we should play a track off the first album to give you a little taste of what you can expect. Some of the songs are just great. Harlow is brilliant. We played that. That was one of the first ones we ever played.
Right.
Straight bit, roundabout, straight bit. Car park, contraflow, roundabout, straight bit. Straight bit, roundabout, straight bit, roundabout. Contraflow, car park. Don't you remember
it? I can't remember that now.
I might play that one instead. No, I'm not.
Has it got Antifreeze on it as well?
That's the one I'm playing again.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
My favourite one's Antifreeze, but the Blonde Downstairs is great. They do a great cover of Are You Being Served?
Right.
They do a fantastic Brian Ferry piece, 8.3. You for Joyce is brilliant. Oh, You for Joyce. Oh, Me for Joyce. Everybody's talking about You for Joyce. Right, but the one and Camembert is underrated. I've never played that one, I don't think.
Right.
Should I play that instead? Because I've not played it.
Yeah,
Antifreeze is so good, though.
Yeah, no, that's the thing, isn't
it? Antifreeze. I'm playing Antifreeze again. Antifreeze even made my niece laugh when she was about 6, probably, when I just did it. Just, you know, it goes down, 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 yum, 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 down, down, and we were having, and they couldn't persuade her to eat her dinner. So I sat next to her with my dinner, and every time I picked up a mouth of food, I went down, 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 yum, 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 down, 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 yum, 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 and she just copied me and finished all of her dinner. So well done, the Scourge. Not only have you successfully lost weight, you've helped my niece get an eating disorder.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Yeah, no, so that's cool, but it's so catchy. So I'm going to play that one. It gives you an idea of what's on the album. What I want to know is, Tone, what is The Scourge's MySpace page?
I don't think they had one. MySpace.com/ The Scourge.
How are you spelling The Scourge?
S-U-R-G-E.
It is. So what's that? That's Tony the Internet. That's Tony 3, Paulie the Internet 2. Isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Think so.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just trying to work out what I've done here. This might be the right song. It might be. I've absolutely no idea, though. Hopefully, this is The Scourge, and this is Antifreeze. Yum, 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 yum.
Very nice.
That's Captain Marvel saying that bit as well.
Cool.
Yum, 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 yum. And I don't get that, though, because he goes, cool me down when I'm hot. But antifreeze warms you up when you're cold.
Yeah.
It's antifreeze. I might have to tell them to rewrite that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will.
Grammatically incorrect.
I'm sure they will. I say, listen, lads, you got this wrong. You got it the wrong way around. That would be pro-freeze, wouldn't it? That'd be anti-hot.
Yeah.
They'd be anti-hot. Fuck it, don't buy the album. They can't get the songs right. Fuck them. The Wrench.
The Wrench, yes.
Great magazine. It's like a fanzine, but it's kind of more than that, isn't it? It's halfway between a fanzine and a full-on magazine. It costs £2.50. Volume 1, Issue 4 is particularly good because of what's on page 40. Well, that's right, Tone. Page 40. Let me just
page
get there
40.
For you. I'm just going to get to page...
Not 39, not 41.
No, page 40. Because look, it's another punky column written by me.
Here it is.
On page 40. And I'm just going to tell you about that first because... I've actually written some quite good jokes in it, but you have to buy it to find out. I'm not going to read it out, but the four bands that I review in this one are Sweatmaster, The Roots, The Bleach Boys and Planet Smashers.
Nice.
Not a bad four bands, is it, that no one in the magazine probably heard of before that, which is, you know, fantastic. But there's loads of other, obviously loads of other stuff in it that's better than my rubbish. And there's a big interview. This is just like a punky special, this one. There's a huge interview with Lucifer Star Machine.
Oh, nice.
Who we've interviewed.
Yeah, yeah.
There's also, who should have taken out a whole page advert?
Motor Sounds. Nice.
And we've mentioned The Roots, look, and there's The Roots in the advert.
Yeah.
Like that. It's great. And there's loads of stuff in it. It's all kind of, it's all the, like, the hot rod and rockabilly scene, really.
Yeah.
But it's so much more to it than that, Tone. There's a massive review of the Speed Freaks Ball.
Okay.
Last November, which just featured pretty much every great band under the sun for 3 days. Oh, I say, that's a really big, long, disgusting fart. They've got a big thing on the London Rockin' Rollers, which are ladies' roller derby.
Oh, really?
But look, they're not the kind of ladies on a roller derby. They're like, kill ya. Kill you. But a really, really good bit, because you know Fee from Dragster does that as well.
Does she?
And also, equally scary woman.
Yes.
I would.
She's lovely.
Yeah, she is. Look, and then little cars and that, Rover...
Nice.
P3 custom cars, and it's a really, really good magazine, basically. And I know that we've mentioned it before, but they listen to us, they like us,
yeah,
and we like them. And the byproduct of that is that I now write a column for them, and every time they bring out a magazine, we talk about it.
Yeah.
Symbiosis. It's uniting fans and bands and me and them and magazines and podcasts across the lands and that.
Cool.
I reckon.
It's a good little mag, isn't it?
It is good, look, mate. And in the back, look, there's ladies in bras.
Ah, just when you thought you couldn't get any better.
And the last page is this thing called the, I think it's called The Last Word. Is it called The Last Word? Yeah, Lost Soul's Last Word. I missed that last week.
Yeah.
And it's all about the, I'm trying to see what the name of it is. The I can't... where's it gone? It's the thing that blokes wear. It's the One Piece thing there.
All right.
Do you know what those things are called?
No.
Right. Just talk for a second, will you, while I find it. Because it's really good.
Don't forget to review us on iTunes, people. Because we have been working up our rank.
Take a breath.
I know. I've been working up the rank on the
I
feature.
Know.
Well, I can see it because I couldn't remember to say it. After I'd corrected myself. We're working on the featured ranks, so if you do review us, it helps us out. Just review us and just enter something quick or long if you want to. Five stars only, people, please, and we'll read those out for the UK or for the US. If you're in another country and you have iTunes, why not either drop us a screenshot of your iTunes or, even better, read it out yourselves and send us the MP3. I'm sure we'll read it out. Knardens, I'm looking at yourself.
Knardens.
Yes.
I just said it like that. I wasn't having a go there. I just said it. I just said, can you imagine it? Yeah.
So, yes, please do reviews. Thank you.
Please do, yeah. Hey, right. And it's called the Union Suit.
The Union
Suit? I didn't know it was called... Yeah,
I've never heard it called that.
The thing that when they, like, in the Wild West and that, when they go, there's always a bloke... He's like, one's just got out of the bath and one's upstairs and they end up flying out of a window, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't normally have a cowboy hat on. They normally have a bowler hat on, don't they? And the Union Suit and the big boots. But according to this, it does hide a multitude of sins. I might get one. Hide skinny arms, skinny legs, and pot belly. So that's me all over. Fuck it.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to get a union suit.
I never feel the
girls. I'm going to get a union seat. And it's got a back flap.
It has.
So you can have a shit. I mean, yes. You can have a shit anyway, obviously. But it has a back flap, so you can let loose a torpedo, do the thing back up, and they'll never know you were there. Yeah, yes, indeed. Now, have you got anything coming up this week?
Not this week, no. Okay. Another gig last week, but this week's quiet.
Fair enough. I'm doing Watford Jonglers this week, Friday, Saturday, unless, of course, they move me. But as far as I know, I will be doing Watford Jonglers this weekend. And I'm letting you know now, February the 5th, because our next show is going to go out probably on the 4th. It might even be on the 5th. So it will be my birthday show, next week's show.
Okay.
But it's my birthday next week.
Excellent.
Next Tuesday. And it looks tight. I'm going to... How about this? How do you think you'll be celebrating your birthday this year, Tony?
I don't know. I've not thought about it. Well, how are you doing yours?
Well, you know how I'm a part-time lecturer in stand-up comedy at North Arts College in Hitchin?
Yes.
Guess what I'm doing on my birthday?
Working?
Parents' evening.
You know, yeah.
Fucking parents' evening. Can you believe it? Me, at a parents' evening. Your son's a prick.
Next.
He's rubbish. You might as well stick him on the bins now. No hope for him. Yeah, I've got to sit there and do parents' evening. 5 till 8. It's all right. Okay. I'll be on the fucking meths after that. I might have a hip flask in the parents' evening. I said, you seem a bit drunk. I said, well, you tried teaching your son. You need to be pissed. Get yourself through the day. So I've got to do a parents' evening.
Oh, wow.
Which, well, I think I have. Anyway, they haven't said I actually have to be there. That would be quite useful if I didn't have to be. But I don't mind doing it. I think it would be quite a laugh. And I might get dressed up as the right teacher.
All right, with like a suit and everything.
Jacket with elbow pads on and that. Yeah. Yeah, and like bad cords. Maybe put a wig on. Make everyone call me Mr. Edwards.
Nice.
Mr. Edwards, yes. Yes. You young scruff. Go do your tie up. They don't do that anymore, do they, at school? No. He's like, fuck off, sir. Oh, thank you for calling me sir. Fuck off, dickhead. That's Mr. Dickhead to you. Yeah, so I'm at my parents' evening for my birthday. Last year, went out for a lovely Thai meal.
Yeah.
And then had a lock-in in the Vic. This year, parents' evening.
Okay, time's changed,
haven't 38 it? Years old. 38.
38?
Yeah.
Wow. 38.
What's that of? That's a third of 114. Is it?
Probably.
Is that right? That is as well.
Yeah.
See, my mouth, my
mental. That's alright, that's still there.
I don't need
that's
one fine. Of these Nokia 810 bollocks. It's all going on in my head, mate.
Good.
All going on in my head. Wireless. Disconnected, utterly.
Yeah.
No, I do like. I'm just so jealous that you've got this thing. Should have come to my house.
Should have.
Yeah, oh, so, that's about the size of it. Last band this week, I've just looked, and apparently the song we're playing is 7 minutes long, so we won't be playing all of it. Scaramanga 6, we've already given away that from next week we are going to be using Scaramanga 6 instrumental at the start of the show every other week.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Nobody cares, do they? They don't give a shit what we play on this show, really. Do you know, I work myself to my fingers and fucking bone driving up to that PO box. Oh, there's the thing. Bands, send us your music.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done it for 2 weeks. Bands, send us your CDs too. Punky Radio, PO Box 266, Letchworth, S for Sugar, G69BR. And do put S for Sugar. That's quite funny. Alright, UK, obviously. All right, last track, Scaramanga 6.
Mm.
This is from their album, The Dance of Death. We played what song did we play before? Life Blood
8.
Running Dry, I think. We played Life Blood Running Dry before. This time we're playing the last track, which is The Towering Inferno, which I described to you earlier as really as dark orchestral goth, didn't I?
Yes.
It reminded me a bit of Mark Almond in his dark periods. The Scourge, actually, it reminded me of B-52s, that song, and Antifreeze. Listen to the guitar playing in it, sounds like a cosmic thing, don't matter.
Okay.
All right, but it's I do think the Scaramanga 6... This particular track, it's an interesting and varied album. That's what I'm calling it.
Yes.
It changes pace. It's got some slow stuff on it that, frankly, we'll never play.
No.
But it's got some fast stuff on it that we like.
Yeah.
And it's also got this last track that is really... I know that maybe you don't... You think people know the kind of music that I like by now, but I really dig this stuff. this big goth arrangements and stuff that it fills up my car. When I'm in the car, it fills up my car. It's like quadraphonic in stereo.
Okay.
Because I haven't got quadraphonic.
No.
I've got stereo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what I'm talking about. It's called the Towering Inferno, which could be my ego. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the MySpace page of Scaramanga 6?
MySpace.com/Scaramanga6.
No, MySpace.com/TheScaramanga6. You see how I fooled you? That's a draw. That's 3-3, isn't it? That's 3-3, man. That's 3-3. Well done. Check us. Nice one, fella. Well done. We don't normally get a draw, do we? This is the Towering Inferno. Yeah, so that is Scaramanga 6 tone.
Yes.
And it's a big thing, do you know what I mean? It's a big thing. It gets a bit prog rocky in place. I'm not a big fan of prog, but it is quite big goth sort of deal going on there, which I'm a bit of a big old goth.
Yeah, it's nice.
Amongst all the other music that I like. I do like a bit of that. I'd say the album is interesting and varied. Some of it's like that. Some of it's more just straightforward, sort of fast, isn't it? It's decent album. But anyway, what I wanted to say was, sorry, you don't need to get rid of that completely. They've done it themselves. Nice one.
There you go.
I didn't tell you the website for the Wrench magazine.
No.
Which is thewrenchmag.com. TheWrenchMag.com. And they have got a MySpace page as well for the Wrench magazine, which is in our top friends. I think it's in our top. It is in our top friends.
Think so.
I think so. It's in our. And don't forget, you can add me and Tony as well, because we are a
bunch of cunts.
Hey, in a cabin down
Yeah, so I think we just heard a bloke say torture before this song,
I think, started. So, yeah.
He went, oh, torture. Oh, torture. By the magic radio. Torture. This is Bunch of Cards. You can buy this now. Buy it iTunes.
So cheaply.
So that's the thing about albums out on iTunes, isn't it? You can just buy them by the track.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want, you can spend the best if you're in the US, 79 cents. If you're in the UK, 79 pence,
yeah.
I believe.
It is, yeah.
Of your life. And own this track. And then, basically, we'll have the old world just walking around. Bunches. Bunches. Oh, bunches. It's just such a great song. Yeah, so vote for us in a couple of days' time
podcast, yes,
at Podcast Alley.
Wednesday.
Leave us a review at iTunes. We may have some news on next week's show about a new internet radio station we might be on as well, but we don't know yet. We're waiting
still
to find
out.
Yeah. But it might be a bit metal.
Maybe.
Might be. Don't know yet. Quite excited about it. I hope it does happen.
It should do.
It'll be nice. It'll be an extra way to get new listeners.
Yeah.
It'll be an extra way to get new people to buy the Nokia 810 internet tablet. What a fabulous piece of kit it is. I can't fucking believe they sent you it.
Just go to btpodshow.com/N810.
You're getting good at this. Yeah, but do it through our link so you know the Punky exclamation mark radio code thing.
Yeah, 15% off.
15% off. And go to GoDaddy if you need a big fuck off website.
Exactly.
That should be their advertising campaign.
Or lots of little fuck off websites.
They should get me to do their advertising campaigns, I think. If you want a big fuck off website, or maybe lots of little websites, go to GoDaddy.com for all your big fuck off and little website needs.
Hey, it might work. There's no one's ever tried it.
On next week's show, I might be proud to announce I finally sent off all the competition prizes that we've had over the last 3 months. I've sent fuck all off so far. Bitch Slap Barbie, Slow Burning Car, Granabets t-shirts.
Yeah.
I've done nothing about them. They're sat in my cupboard. And next week, we've got a competition. So I've got to get these done this week. I've got to. And I might be going to Amsterdam.
Really?
By the time I might have already been, in fact. Now I'm confused. Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
A poog.
Calling me confused.
I think I might actually have been.
Oh.
I got so stoned, I can't remember.
It's not something you normally forget.
It might be next week.
Okay. Brilliant.
I might have a story about it next week if I haven't already been. If I've been already, I'll let you know about it after I've been.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.